This is Dale Connolly reporting a news program not to be believed. Speculation has begun concerning the possible vice presidential candidates for the fall election. The Republicans and Democrats have their lists of names compiled for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is the ability of a particular candidate to put a lock on a certain number of electoral votes. In the Enough Party, where the chance of victory is so slim, the criteria are different. Jennifer Hamster is our chief political correspondent.
When the movers and shakers who guide the Enough Party gather for camaraderie and gossip, the talk almost always goes to the tactics of the party's presidential candidate, Senator Sam Spleen, who has been out of sight since March. But once they're done talking about that, insiders drift toward the question of Spleen's vice presidential nominee. Who will it be?
I was thinking Judge Crater might be a good one.
No, he's not known.
Well, he just
He's forgotten now. What we need is someone who is still known.
Waldo?
How about Amelia Earhart?
Wait, we need a woman on the ticket.
Jimmy Hoffa could help us with the labor vote.
But these names of famous disappeared people are just wishful thinking. Political analyst Spin Williams says what the Enough Party needs is someone to serve as a counterpoint to the enigmatic Spleen, someone who is not afraid to be seen in public.
They need a home run here. Someone who loves being in the public eye, someone who is well known, someone who is widely respected and will bring in a lot, and I mean a lot of votes.
Spin, one of the names I've heard mentioned is Oprah.
That is not going to happen. Oprah is already more powerful than any vice president in the nation's history. Oprah can make a book a national bestseller. Find a modern vice president who can even convince his friends to read a specific book. I tell you, there has been no one, no one.
Plus, the vice president has to go to a lot of funerals.
Yes, and I think Oprah would find that discouraging.
So who is really on the short list to run with Spleen in the fall? Campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo was questioned about that at length this week.
I can't reveal any names to you. That would be wrong. But I can tell you what the senator is looking for. Obviously, his priority is to find someone who can step right into the president.
Rhonda, who would that be?
Use your brains. Who could step right in? Someone who has been president already could do it, couldn't they?
Are you talking to former presidents?
Unfortunately, none of the living former presidents is willing to join a new third party. Surprise. But you know, there are other ways. I don't want to name any names, but there are several people around who have shown they can be presidential and look presidential enough, even though they have not actually been presidential. Now, I leave it to you to figure that one out.
Is it Al Haig?
Oh, give me a break, huh? I said someone who has shown they can look presidential. Someone who can face the cameras. Hint, hint. Someone who can calm the people in a time of trouble. Someone who exudes authority.
Are you talking about Martin Sheen?
No, I am not, but there's an example, certainly, of someone who has shown he can be the president, albeit on TV. I love the West Wing, and I'm sure you do too, everyone. But there is more to being president, okay, than just TV.
How about Kevin Kline?
Oh, yeah.
He was in Dave.
Yeah.
Right, remember that?
Morgan Freeman. Boy, he was great.
Harrison Ford played the president of Air Force.
All right. Hang on now. Hold it. Settle down here. While it is true that all the people you mentioned have played the president and would make wonderful running mates for Senator Spleen, let the record show. I have not mentioned anyone's name in particular. And I would caution you about jumping to any conclusions here. There are many fine American character actors who have played the president. For example, Forrest Ackerman played the president in Amazon Women on the Moon, for example. So, if you think this is a short list or an easy job, let me assure you, it is not.
Spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo. You know, Dale, the list of actors who have read for the part is closely guarded.
I'm sure.
Insiders suggest that this is really a race between Morgan Freeman, who's president in Deep Impact was very calming and very stable.
Oh, he was great.
Yes, and Bill Pullman, who's president in Independence Day, flew a jet, which the voters seem to like.
Well, speaking of jets, why not Harrison Ford?
Well,
then?
Dale, if you remember, his president in Air Force One got thrown out of the jet.
Oh.
And he had to hang on for a while and then crawl back in. Anyway, that's very different and not at all reassuring.
Chief Political Correspondent Jennifer Hamster following the Enough Party.